Someone types into a web page search box the text, Lighthouse Pictures presents a hands clicks a mouse. Hands type into a phone. A new search box reads, in association with Winant Productions Limited. Text, The Bad Date Chronicles. Another website, Peter's Post. On a Bad Date Chronicles page, a feature titled Words from the Wise. Credits, Merritt Patterson, Justin Kelly, Lainey McCauley, Giles Penton, Gina Holden, Matt Bellafler. The credits are integrated into images of the Bad Date Chronicles website. An aerial view of the city of Portland, Oregon. At the modern office of Richards Record, two women sit in chairs facing an empty chair.
Where is Allison? You're gonna be late for the date.
Relax, Aaron. The restaurant's right around the corner. I have plenty of time.
Lee, you have to go home and change first. Take the blue dress from my closet. Oh, and my yellow sweater.
What is wrong with what I'm wearing?
We're going on a date. Your first date since you broke up with...
Ah! Don't say it.
He who shall not be named.
Thank you.
I just think you should look like you're at least trying.
This is so exciting!
Why aren't you more excited?
Because it's my first date since I broke up with... I'm just trying to keep expectations low.
Hi, ladies. Sorry I'm late. I was stuck on a call with advertising. Just explaining that the Richards Record is a serious, hard-hitting online news magazine that deserves respect. But I am here now, and my full attention is on my top two editors, so they can pitch me new ideas for the next edition of...
Bad Date Chronicles. The Foodie Country Blog.
Hard-hitting news magazine. The softer, more human edge. What have you got?
At the modern office of Peter's Post, a man in a suit talks to a man in a t-shirt and jeans.
Okay, all I'm saying is I think you're overdressed.
It's our first date.
Exactly, you're setting the bar way too high.
Look, Brad, she knows I'm the styles and trends editor for the Peter's Post. I have to look good. Okay, I can't show up wearing ratty jeans and a t-shirt.
Hey, I look good.
Yeah, for the editor of a sports blog.
Connor and Brad, my two favorite editors.
You say that to all your editors, Mom?
Yeah, with you two, I actually mean it. Just don't tell that to Susan at the news desk. It might break her heart.
Hey, Milo, don't you think that Connor is a bit overdressed for a first date?
No, he's the style guy. Yes, looks stylish. Otherwise, he's the sports guy.
Hey, I still think you're going to regret wearing those nice clothes. Think fast!
Brad tosses a ball at him, causing him to spill coffee on his suit.
Dude!
Hey, I've got an extra pair of pants in the car. I will be right back.
Lee pitches.
And if you don't like those, I also have two really good submissions for this week's Bad Date Chronicles.
One is from Becky, whose date brought his mother. The second is Steve, who forgot to put his car in park and it rolled into the lake.
Car in the lake. That'll make better headlines.
That is so depressing. Do you know what we need? A true love blog to balance out your Bad Date Chronicles.
True love? We don't do fiction at the Richards Record. Besides, nobody wants to read about happy people. Happy people don't get page views.
She's right, Aaron. Not many people are into hearts and flowers anymore.
Is this a girl going on a date tonight?
A date? Well, I should really let you get going so you can go change.
See? She's got a date with the style and trends editor, Aaron, over at the Peter's Post.
Peter's Post?
Connor peeks out of the restroom in a sleeveless t-shirt and torn jeans.
No, I'm not going on a date like this.
Why not?
Because I look like a roadie for a hair metal band.
Well, maybe she likes music.
Connor, why don't you just go home and change?
I can't. I'm already running late. The restaurant's all the way across town. How's my phone?
Got coffee, too. It's flickering on and off. Sorry, dude.
Just use the one on the desk.
I can't. Her name's in my contacts.
Why don't you just explain it to her when you get there? You'll probably have a good laugh over it.
Hey, Brad. She edits a blog called The Bad Date Chronicles, okay? So if I show up looking like this, I end up on the front page.
The Bad Date Chronicles?
Yeah.
You know who Milo Peters stole his entire idea from, don't you?
You?
Me. I hired him. I trained him. I was his mentor. He turns around, stabs me in the back, and starts the ridiculous Peter's Post.
She still tells people I stole an idea for the Peter's Post. Like doing an online magazine, some brilliant idea no one's ever thought of before.
I am so late.
Connor, do not give this woman any ammunition for a Bad Date Chronicles, please. any more ammunition.
Yep, thanks, boss. Feel better already.
Do not reveal any of our company secrets, but get him to reveal his.
Is it too late to get out of this date? Stop. It'll be fine. You won't end up on the Bad Date Chronicles.
Lee arrives home. Erin looks up from her laptop to see that she is soaking wet. As she tells the story, the scenes play out.
What happened?
You are never going to believe this. First, he was late, really late.
And he didn't call you?
No, I was just getting ready to leave when he rushes up.
Hey, I'm sorry. Look, my car wouldn't start, so I had to get a cab and race over here.
I thought he was the style editor. He said something about coffee and switching clothes with his friend.
And that he tried to call me, but his phone didn't work. Then...
for me. Julian called. Julian, Peter's Post.
He didn't make a reservation?
Apparently not. We had to wait at the bar for 45 minutes.
I came here on a date. I need you to...
Why didn't you go someplace else?
Because he said it was the hottest restaurant in town.
Ugh, typical trends editor.
Once we got to the table, things were okay.
Because all great love stories start with things going okay.
You know what I mean. I didn't feel any butterflies, but he was charming and smart. It was going fine, and then...
Maitre d' hooked me up. Love it. Oh, man, this is the best. You gotta try this.
That's okay. I
seriously,
have
this looks like...
Knocks over a candle.
He set you on fire?
Sorry. In his defense, he did put me out quickly.
No.
Douses her with water.
Look at it this way. At least you can say you felt a spark. Yeah, it's a little super fire joke.
Sorry. Especially because I'm not even finished the story yet.
Don't tell me it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. He left? At first, I thought he was in the bathroom. Or maybe making a call on his broken phone, but he never came back. So...
No.
Yes. I had to pay the whole bill.
You are going to make him reimburse you. Reimburse us?
No. I just want to dry off, accept the fact that I'm never going on a date again, and eat my body weight in ice cream.
I will admit, this was not a great re-entry into the dating pool, but on the other hand, maybe this is an improvement from your breakup.
Don't say his name!
The worst human who ever lived.
Thank you. How awful is it that being set on fire is actually better than my last serious relationship?
Well, at least now you have your own Bad Date Chronicle and aren't just editing other people's.
I'm not putting this on the site.
Yeah, you are. You're gonna crush every other bad date ever.
It's not a competition, Erin.
It should be, because you'd win.
Connor and Brad in the office.
Hey, buddy. How was the big date?
It was a disaster.
Why?
Well, I couldn't get my car to start, so I had to take a cab and race over there. Julian, the restaurant critic, said he would get me a reservation at Il Tempo.
And he didn't? Julian!
So, we were at the bar for like half an hour.
Why didn't you just go somewhere else?
Well, because I didn't have my car and I wasn't gonna ask her to drive. And besides, once we started talking, she was smart and funny. It wasn't bad.
When you're telling your buddy about the hot date you went on the night before, you probably shouldn't include the phrase, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, well, it definitely got hotter.
Oh, man, this is the best. You gotta try this.
That's okay. I
seriously,
have
this will change your life.
She set herself on fire?
I'm totally freaking out. I'm convinced that this woman is gonna press charges against me or something. So I go to get her some paper towels and to splash some water on my face.
You know, the waiter probably would have brought you another pitcher.
Shut up. Anyway, I managed not to hyperventilate. And then...
he breaks the knob off the bathroom door.
Hello?
You got locked in the bathroom.
By the time I got out, she was gone. And to make things worse, she paid.
Oh, dude, that's bad.
And I wanted to try to call her to explain everything that happened, but my phone still wasn't working. So I just crashed and figured I'd deal with it in the morning.
Connor, I'm trying to call you for an hour. You gotta see this.
What's going on?
Everyone's looking for you.
Why?
Because of how your date went last night?
How do you know how my date went last night?
The whole world knows how your date went last night. Reed.
He showed up an hour late looking like he had just come from playing video games in his mother's basement. No.
We got calls from websites, TV stations, newspapers.
You've gone viral, dude.
She didn't even use my name. I mean, how...
My date with Conrad, a lifestyle trends editor for an online magazine, and it wasn't hard to crack the code.
Guys, what do I do?
Change your name, move to another state.
I have to try to talk to her, you know, convince her to take it down, post a retraction or something.
Excellent idea. Yes, do that.
Well, where are you going?
With you?
You were late for dinner and she set herself on fire. I have to see what she's doing for an encore.
Brad and Connor walk up to Lee and Aaron as they walk exit their office.
Lee!
Connor! Connor! You have a lot of nerve!
Oh, he's got a lot of nerve. She's the one making up stuff about their dates and broadcasting it to the world.
Who are you?
His friend Brad. Who are you?
I'm her friend, Aaron.
What does he mean I made stuff up?
What you wrote on your site. That didn't happen.
I was there. I was the one on fire, remember?
Yeah, and I feel terrible about that, but there were extenuating circumstances.
Look, I didn't use your name.
Yeah, but everyone knows it's me. I mean, this could affect my job, my life. My mother called me all the way from Ohio asking what she had done wrong to make me turn out like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. This is his fault, Lee.
It is not his fault. You haven't even heard his side of it yet.
Well, he has a column in the Peters Post. Maybe he should go see if the truth is trending.
Oh, no,
okay.
I don't.
He will.
No, maybe we should.
So, Connor, it is time to fight fire with fire. See what I did there?
Funny. Very funny. We'll just see who has the last laugh.
Put something in there about how all you do is think about herself. Oh, I can't believe he made me wait. I'm on fire.
I'm not going to say that.
And he didn't call to explain what had happened. Maybe he can't get good cell service in his mother's basement.
Perhaps if she had taken the time to listen to my side, we would have a fun story to laugh about later. But instead, she jumped to conclusions so she would have a good story for her blog.
Yeah, that's good. More of that.
Connor continues typing into his laptop.
Stop hitting refresh.
Well, how else are we gonna know if he posts something? I think we'll know. Refresh.
They read his post.
Oh, he did not call you self-absorbed. The handle came off the bathroom door. Well, I didn't know that. Jump to conclusions? Ellie has a point, I guess.
No, he doesn't. He's the bad guy.
If what he's saying is true, there is no bad guy.
You have to write a rebuttal.
Okay, I'm putting an end to this right now.
Lee walks upstairs to the Peters Post office, where Connor is talking to a man and woman. He leads her to a sofa where they sit and talk.
Hey, I'll see you guys later. Hi.
Hey, sorry to barge in unannounced.
No, that's okay. How'd you get back?
The receptionist read both our columns. She's taking my side.
Okay, got it. Do you want to sit?
Sure.
Okay.
Listen, I read your post. You were actually a lot nicer about the whole thing than I thought you would be.
I mean, I called you self-absorbed and clueless.
I called you vain and entitled, so. I wanted to apologize for jumping to conclusions. I should have let you explain.
That's okay. You know, and I wanted to apologize for, well, everything.
Apology accepted.
Great.
Truce?
Truce.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to chronicling other people's bad dates.
And I'll go back to writing about the latest trendy topic that everyone will forget about by tomorrow afternoon.
And we can both just forget this ever happened.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, well, I better go.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
At home, Erin is on her laptop when Lee comes in.
Hey, how'd it go? It was fine. We made peace. Well, you are a much better person than I am because I'm still ready for war. Nobody messes with my friends. I've been responding to comments on his post for hours just to work out some aggression.
Just let it go.
If I can, you can. You're right. Absolutely right.
Erin closes her laptop. Lee walks upstairs.
You've already opened the laptop again, haven't you?
Yeah. Sounds like this bad date chronicle girl needs to go on a date with a real man. I guess I can't expect more from someone with a screen name of Muscle Man 1988, but maybe if you got out of the gym every now and then,
you'd be able to deal with real women instead of just girls. Signed, PootieFan86.
She retrieves a mug from the fridge and sits at her laptop again.
Private chat. Okay, single surfer 87, what do you want to say to me? Foodie fan 88, I couldn't agree more. Men like Muscle Man 1988 give men a bad name. P.S. I'm a fan of food too. What's your favorite? Italian, Mexican, Chinese? All of the above.
At Richard's record, Allison goes through paperwork. Milo practices putting in his office.
Allison Richards.
Still answering your own phone, huh, Allison? Trying to prove you're a woman of the people?
Milo Peters. How are things going over at that little blog of yours?
Not so little anymore. One of our posts just hit 15 million views.
Really? I didn't know that many people in your target audience could read.
Apparently about a million more than yours. Seems people are siding with my trends guy over your bad date woman.
No accounting for taste?
Same old Allison, beautiful but ruthless.
Same old Milo. Do women really fall for that kind of line?
You did.
Once. We went on one date and it was horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
I have had surgeries less painful.
Is there something I can do for you, Milo?
Actually, I was thinking we can help each other.
I'm listening.
It's obvious these posts are connecting with people. And I'm not gonna lie, 15 million views is the biggest thing we've ever seen. And I'm guessing 14 million is for you too.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
You just did.
So it seems it's in our mutual best interest to try and keep this thing going.
What did you have in mind?
You want me to what?
Go out with him again. Like a do-over.
A do-over?
Whoa. Okay, Milo, let me get this straight. You, my boss, want me, your employee, to go out with a girl for work.
I'm not asking you to marry her. Just go out for dinner with her once or twice.
Wait, what? Twice?
Let's make it three times.
You want me to go on three dates with him?
Lee, look at it like public service. Your dates help our readers, good or bad.
Yes, then you both write your respective columns.
You want me to review my date?
However it turns out, good or bad. Besides, Connor, this is the kind of thing that can make your career. I mean, come on. This is styles and trends. This is definitely trending. We're talking national attention here.
You don't want to be editing the Bad Date Chronicles for the rest of your life, do you?
I want to be a news editor. Serious content. I don't see how this gets me any closer to that.
Well, you just happen to be talking to somebody that hires editors.
She's expecting your call.
He'll call you.
Connor and Lee acquiesce to their bosses.
Thank you.
Aaron, as Foodie Fan 86, types to Single Surfer 87. She types, "Did you see the comment from June Bride 82? He responds, "No, what did it say?" She replies, "Most of the time women are to blame for bad dates." He answers, "Really? Are we sure it wasn't Muscle Man 1988 in disguise?" She returns, "Entirely possible." She closes her laptop when Lee approaches.
You are not going to believe this.
I don't believe it. Are you gonna do it?
I don't know if I have a choice.
She can't make you go out on a date with him. Three dates. And yes, she can. She's our boss.
I mean, obviously, I'd love my career to be bigger, but I don't know if this is the way I want it to happen.
Well, maybe it won't be so bad.
I only went over there because I was convinced I never have to see him again.
Brad and Lee both sigh with their respective co-workers. Milo finds Allison at an outside cafe table. She is reading an article in the Bad Date Chronicles titled Fire and Ice.
You are such a creature of habit. Same coffee shop, same time, and I'm guessing same coffee, yep.
I don't come here every day.
Allison, I worked with you for over 2 years. You think there isn't a single thing I don't know about you?
What do you want, Milo?
Well, just checking in, seeing if you're ready for our big date tonight.
Oh, is that tonight?
Let me guess, you forgot all about it.
Totally slipped my mind.
Well, maybe we need to make this a little bit more interesting for you then.
Go on.
I'm thinking a little wager. Whoever gets the most post views wins.
Wins what?
$1.
Time's a little tough over at Peter's Post.
It's symbolic. Because I think losing will drive you crazy no matter what it is.
Okay. You're on.
No interference.
What do you mean?
Well, it's in our interest for these dates to go poorly, but whatever happens, happens. We stay out of it.
Deal. So do you know where they're going tonight?
It's a do-over date, so I believe they're heading back to the scene of the crime, El Tempo.
And whose idea was that?
You know, I'd like my dollar bill to have nice, crisp, sharp corners. Please and thank you. Enjoy your coffee.
I will.
Nighttime, Connor comes downstairs holding two ties. Brad turns from the fridge.
You have nothing to eat.
Well, you invited yourself over. You should have brought your own food. Which tie?
For what? Job interview you have to go on if you mess this up?
How's that helpful?
Just relax, you know, try and be yourself.
You always know what to say.
Okay, look, if absolutely nothing else, just view this as like practice, you know? It's been a long time since Amy.
Yeah, well, it takes a while to get over having your heart stomped on.
But you're dating again, so that's progress.
No, this is not a date, Brad. This is being forced by my boss to go out for dinner with a woman for work.
Yeah, okay, that is a little weird. But that first one, that was a real date.
Yeah, look how that turned out. Okay, I'm ready. Wish me luck.
You don't need luck.
Well, thanks, man.
I meant all you have to do is just not send someone else on fire. It's kind of a low bar, you know? Hey, don't forget she writes a bad date, Chronicles.
Very funny.
Wish you had some food.
At home, Lee models a sundress and shawl for Aaron.
How do I look?
Perfect. It's a little chilly, though. Do you want to borrow a sweater?
It's fireproof.
Right. Sorry. Never mind.
Oh, I can't believe I'm so nervous. It's not even a real date.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Maybe you'll even have some fun.
Fun? On a date? Does that ever happen?
Wow. He really did a number on you, didn't he?
Who?
You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, he broke my heart. Actually, it was more than that. He made me feel like I wasn't good enough.
But you are, you know. You're amazing.
Stop it. You're gonna make my mascara run, and you know how much I hate female cliches.
Call me if you need to be rescued. Or, you know, if he wrecks the date on purpose. Thanks for that.
At Il Tempo, Connor rises to greet Lee as she walks in.
Hi.
Hello.
You're here.
You sound surprised.
Sorry.
This is a little weird, huh?
Yeah, very weird. I mean, I've been set up by coworkers before, but this is ridiculous.
Exactly, yeah. Well, shall we?
Oh, we have a reservation. I sounded surprised again, didn't I? I heard it that time. Sorry.
I'm gonna see if our table's ready.
At home, Erin checks her laptop when she hears the alert.
Private message from Single Surfer 87. What do you think of the recipe? I'm not done yet. The pasta is still boiling. This is my family's secret recipe. If you mess it up, I'll never forgive myself for sharing it. Well, then, stop chatting me. I can't type and cook at the same time. You've got two hands.
At Il Tempo.
Good evening, sir. How may I assist you?
Hi. I have a reservation for 8:30. Connor Michaels?
Yes. Here it is. Okay. Table for two. 9:45 p.m.
No. I made the reservation for 8:30.
No, sir. See, it was 8:30. It was moved to 9:45 p.m.
Moved by who?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, sir. ill temper.
Trying to take the date.
Okay.
Okay, I see how it is. Hi, what will it take to move the reservation to 8:30?
Connor shows his wallet to the host. The host seats them, hands them their menus, and then blows out the candle on the table.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you think they remember us?
I'm thinking yes. So.
So. I literally have no idea what to say right now.
Me either. I have a question. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did you, and look, don't take this the wrong way, but did you want to do this whole he said, she said date thing?
Well, I thought it was a cute idea.
It wasn't your idea.
No. I didn't mean for that to sound so emphatic.
It's okay. Look, it wasn't my idea either. It was my boss.
Same as me. It was all Allison.
So you didn't want to be here either?
No! And I did mean to say that emphatically.
Well then, look at that. We both have something in common. Neither of us wants to be on this date.
And we both have crazy bosses.
You know what? I will drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The host stands in the eye line of Milo as he peeks to see the date.
Yes, you're in luck. Something just opened up in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you soon. May I help you, sir?
Why, no, I'm good. Do you mind maybe just a little to your left?
Yes, I do mind.
The host intentionally stands in his way.
Not the only one who can talk on the phone. Milo speaking.
Milo, are you interrupting Lee and Connor's date?
What? No, of course not.
Really? The maitre d' obviously thinks you are.
Milo looks around uncomfortably and sees Allison calling him from a booth a few feet away.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Protecting my investment.
From the lobby. I'm surprised you don't have a table here.
I did. They weren't supposed to be seated this early.
You changed the reservation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What else did you do?
Nothing. What did you do?
Nothing.
He looks away and then finally turns to her.
You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you. Like the suit.
Thank you, it's Italian.
Anyway, I need to use the ladies' room.
Oh, good, because I have to go to the... I have to go to the car for something in the car.
They each rise and walk in different directions. At home, Erin sits with a bowl of pasta and reads the message from Single Surfer that says, well, she replies, please call whichever family member invented this and tell them I love them. He responds, lucky for you, I've got plenty more where that came from. My grandfather was a chef. She says, your grandfather is my hero. At the restaurant, Connor and Lee hand their menus to the waiter.
So I guess we should do all the first date stuff that we didn't get to do last time, right?
Right. Like where we're from, family, how long we've lived here type stuff.
The basics.
Okay. Well, I'm from... Sorry. I forgot to turn the ringer off.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Right. Well, I am from... Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just going to turn it off.
The maitre d' comes to the table.
Okay, we should be good now.
So, you were saying?
Yes, I was saying that I'm from...
Miss Rhinus. There's a call for you at the front desk.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I better take it.
Of course. Go ahead.
Right this way.
There you are.
Thanks. Hello? Hello? Excuse me? There's nobody there.
Really? He was just a moment ago. Said it was your brother and that it was urgent.
I don't have a brother. I don't suppose he said his name was Brad, did he?
He didn't leave a name. Excuse me.
Lee turns to Connor and then back.
So, you need this date to go bad too, huh? I'm on to you, buddy.
Milo sits down with Allison.
Call from her brother.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, this means war.
Milo knocks a waiter's elbow so that he spills onto Connor. Now, as Connor and Lee eat, they both chug the water from their glasses. In the distance, Milo and Allison toast with Tabasco and salt.
Well, this has been...
Yeah, just...
Maybe we should...
I think so. But hey, look at it this way. At least nothing bursts into flames.
Sir, as requested, our signature dessert. Cherry's Jubilee!
They both startle and cower from the flames. Reading Lee's article.
Oh, man. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he might be trying to kill me. I should check my will to make sure he's not a beneficiary. Wow, this is worse than the original.
I didn't order that dessert.
This is so great.
Great, why is it great?
Because your version has twice as many hits as hers does. We're winning, it's totally worth the effort.
What effort?
Effort it takes to build a company and hire brilliant editors like you guys. Good stuff.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, this is weird. In your blog, you said, I have no way of proving that she sets up fake calls to interrupt the date, but if the bad date plot fits, wear it. You really think she and her roommate paid her the front desk?
I don't know who else it could have been.
Brad and Connor both stare into the distance, then return to the article.
Myra B. wants to know why Connor hates women.
Who's Myra B.?
One of the people commenting on your article.
Why are you reading those? Everyone who posts on there is crazy.
They're not all crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what is crazy, that Connor really thinks I did all this just to make the date go badly.
I think the operative word in the title, Bad Date Chronicles, is bad. Besides, that's what you said he did.
I know that's what he did.
Maybe he's trying to divert suspicion.
This is ridiculous. I went through all of that and he's still getting more views than I am.
How's Allison taking it?
She's ready to explode. If I don't find a way to get the page views up somehow, I don't know what she's gonna do.
Milo calls Allison.
Allison Richards.
Double or nothing.
You're on.
Outside, Erin is on her laptop. She receives a message from Single Surfer that says, I have to run. Are you going to be online tonight? She responds, I should be. 8? Single Surfer answers, it's a date.
Your office said I could find you here. I'm Brad, Connor's friend.
I remember who you are. If you're looking for Lee, she's not here.
I'm not here to talk to Lee, I'm here to talk to you.
Why?
Because you're the one helping Lee tank their date.
What are you talking about? I haven't tanked anything.
Oh, so that wasn't you calling her 100 times?
Of course not.
Their second date is tonight. All I'm asking is that you just stay out of it.
I'm not in it. Maybe you should stay out of it. Maybe you're the one making Connor look bad.
Look. I know you don't like Connor, but he's actually a really good guy. And he's been hurt, okay? His last relationship was... It took him a really long time to get to where he felt like he could trust anyone, so... Just stay out of it, okay?
Lee was hurt too. So bad that she won't even let me say his name around her. The Bad Date Chronicles isn't just a job for her. It's her way of feeling a little less alone.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry, too. For him.
Just let them have their date, okay?
Brad shrugs and leaves. At the artisanal coffee lounge, Milo ambles in and sits with Allison. She sighs and rolls her eyes.
I really need to find a new place to go for coffee.
When are you going to let this feud between us go?
When you admit what you did.
What did I do?
You know.
What? Start my own company, want something for myself. Is this what you've been angry about for the last couple years?
Why did you come here, Milo?
Well, I was rereading our blog postings, both of them. And I was actually feeling a little bit guilty about what we did.
You, guilty. But is this being recorded for one of those prank shows?
Allison, I'm serious. Look, our sites may not be New York Times, but should still have some level of journalistic integrity, don't you think? Messing with the love lives of two innocent people for our own personal gain is about as far from integrity as you can get.
I hate it when you're right.
So, tonight, the date goes how it goes, good or bad, we stay out of it. Agreed?
Agreed.
You know you're beautiful when you compromise.
Go away.
Enjoy your coffee.
She grins after he leaves. Lee bounds down the stairs at home, where Aaron is on the sofa.
This is insane. He's just gonna try to mess with me again like he did last time.
Well, then you mess with him first.
Yeah, but doesn't that make me just as bad as he is?
Lee, you have to make a choice. Either take control or stay here and hide him on the couch.
Our couch is really comfortable.
Take control. Okay?
Okay.
At Peter's post, Brad counsels Connor.
I don't know what you're so freaked out about.
I'm going on a date with someone who thinks I'm trying to kill her.
She doesn't really think that. She just thinks you're trying to sabotage your dates. You know what? Maybe you should.
What? Why?
Because otherwise you're going to end up playing defense all night. Don't let her take advantage of you like
Amy did.
Yeah.
You know what? No more playing defense.
Nighttime. They arrive at the same time in front of the Diamond Plex Cinema.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. I just got here.
Yeah, so did I.
So we're both late.
Yeah, we missed the start of the movie.
Okay, so what's plan B?
Well, I mean, I was thinking we could take a paddle boat ride on the lake.
A lake? No, no lakes. Maybe we could just get coffee.
Oh, coffee, huh? A room full of hot liquids? No, 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 I don't think so. But there is a bar around the corner that has karaoke.
So I can embarrass myself in public? No, thank you. Ice skating?
No, I don't want to end up in a cast, no, no.
So what are we going to do?
Maybe we just, I don't know, go for a walk or something?
A walk.
Be fun.
Okay.
She squints at him, then turns and walks ahead. At home, Aaron chats online with Single Surfer. She says, I'm not a big pop fan. I prefer 60s soul music. He says, okay. Just when I was sure you couldn't be any more perfect. Soul, R&B, Motown. My favorite. She replies, that's incredible. I wonder what else we have in common. He says, well, should we find out? What are you doing for lunch tomorrow? She types, you want to meet? Like in person? He says, that's the way meeting usually works. She responds, lunch would be great. He says, great. How about the city park on 5th? She replies, sounds good. Then, wait. How are we going to know each other? He says, I'll be wearing a red shirt and jeans. She says, I'll see you at noon. On the date, Lee and Connor walk along a residential sidewalk.
So how'd you get involved with Bad Day Chronicles?
Happenstance, mainly. I got hired to be a copy editor for the site, but then I had this really, really epic breakup around the time they were looking for someone to run the blog. It seemed like a natural fit.
Had a few bad dates yourself, huh? I mean, other than ours.
More like bad relationships. I kind of just wanted to forget about it, you know? Work on something happy and upbeat, but the site didn't have a blog for puppies and rainbows, so. How about you and Trends?
You know, in a way, it was the same thing. I was writing a sports blog, went through a bad breakup, and just decided that I needed to write about something else.
Why?
Oh, did I not tell you that she was the sportscaster of a local TV station?
Continue.
So my college buddy Brad hooked me up with this gig at the Peters Post by telling them that I was super trendy and cutting edge on all the latest everything.
And you weren't?
No. My car was 7 years old and I had the same haircut since I was 50. You know that saying, fake it till you make it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was really good at faking it.
So I guess our breakups were good for something. They got us jobs.
Yeah.
As they pass her car, Allison spies on the couple.
So you want to give ice skating a try?
I will if you want.
Milo startles her by knocking on the passenger side window. He gets in.
Well, so much for integrity.
I was just watching. What are you doing here?
Same. 15 million views at stake here.
Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore. These two are on the most boring date ever.
And they're on a walk and talk. I mean, come on.
This is not Bad Day Chronicle worthy.
What do? We agreed not to interfere.
Yes, we did. Because that would be bad.
Yeah.
They raise their eyebrows.
Although,
I'm listening.
A bad date is not just in our best interest, it's also in theirs.
Go on.
Bad date means more page views, which means higher profile, which means better jobs and more money for them.
This could be their first step towards starting their own online magazine.
Exactly.
We kind of owe it to them to interfere. We are their mentors.
And you know what? Mentors have integrity.
Yes. So what are we waiting for?
Allison?
What?
You're beautiful when you compromise, but you're gorgeous when you're devious.
Let's just break up a date, please.
At the ice skating rink, Lee skates along while Connor stumbles and falls. At karaoke, Lee awkwardly takes the stage. Connor grimaces and shrugs, but gives her a thumbs up. Milo unplugs the machine, and Lee frowns, but Connor laughs. The couple stalks away from the paddle boat rentals, both soaked. Milo and Allison appear behind them, Milo holding a power drill. Now daytime in Allison's office.
Lee, how does it feel?
How does what feel?
To be a winner. Your write-up of last night's date is outpacing the Peters Post version by 30%. We are going to crush them on the next date.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. I don't think there's going to be a next date.
Why don't you have a seat?
Allison joins Lee on the other side of her desk.
What do you mean? I mean, he can't be that bad, can he?
No, he's not. He actually seems like a decent guy. And in between all the horrible stuff, we were having fun, but... Allison, I think another date is going to kill me.
Lee, I have been seeing you in a whole new light since this all started. Smart, funny, talented.
Wait, how did you see me before?
Honestly, you were fine. Fine is fine, but it's not amazing. And since you've been sharing your stories, you've been amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Lee finally smiles.
If he's not intentionally trying to make these dates a nightmare, then I'm pretty sure one of us has picked up an ancient tiki necklace on a family trip to Hawaii because we are cursed. That's funny. I see big things for you at the Richards Record.
But can I write about something else? Something that doesn't involve the threat of imminent death?
I'm sure you could, but how are you going to feel if you don't see this all the way through?
Relieved.
Like a quitter. Nobody wants to be a quitter. I know I don't.
I don't think you have as much at stake in this as I do.
You might be right.
Allison opens her door, and Lee walks out.
Thank you for the talk, Lee. I look forward to your next write-up.
What just happened?
Allison types into her laptop, looking up the Peters Post website. At the office, Connor paces while consulting Brad.
She thinks I sank the boat.
I know, but I did not sink the boat.
I know, but the boat sank, and so if I was your girlfriend...
She's not my girlfriend, okay? And it's not my fault.
It's gotta be someone's fault.
But it shouldn't be me, okay? Lee's literally trying to blame me for every single thing. I did not break the karaoke machine, and I most certainly did not sink the boat!
Do you think your girlfriend did?
Stop calling her that. I don't know, okay? It doesn't seem like her, but can't all be coincidence. I mean, nobody goes on 3 dates in a row like that.
So what are you gonna do about it?
Connor sighs.
Where are you going?
Go break up with my girlfriend!
Aha! Told you she was your girlfriend!
At the coffee lounge, Milo sits at the table when Allison walks out with her coffee.
You're late.
I'm not late. I'm varying my routine.
Same coffee house, same coffee, just 10 minutes later than usual.
I got a different drink, too.
Looks the same to me.
It's only half cap.
You are a mad woman. Totally out of control.
Anyway, I was talking to Lee, and she made an interesting point.
What's that?
That the stakes aren't high enough for me in this little competition we have going on.
Okay. What were you thinking?
She slides a card to him.
Your business card. I don't think that's worth the $4 or double or nothing that is up to him.
Not the card, the business. I was doing a little research. The Richards Record has women 18 to 49. Peters Post has men. Separately, we do fine. But together, we could be amazing.
You want us to merge?
Yes.
As partners.
That's where the wager comes in. If we get more hits on the next date post, you work for me. If you get more hits, I work for you.
You're serious?
Very.
You're on.
They bump fists. Now daytime, Connor faces Lee in front of her office.
Connor!
I can't believe you think I'm that much of a monster.
Do you mind? I work here. What are you talking about?
Your bad day chronicle where you called me a sociopath?
I did not.
Well, you may as well have. I mean, sabotage, food tampering, maritime disasters. If I wasn't so offended, I would be impressed that you thought I had that much power.
So what? You just expect me to believe all this was just happenstance?
No, I don't think that at all.
Well, so I'm the sociopath.
Well, if the straitjacket fits.
It wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me either.
If it wasn't you and it wasn't me, then who was it?
She sees Allison and Milo pull up in the same car.
Oh, great. That's my boss.
That's my boss.
Wait a minute. That's Milo Peters?
Yeah. It's Allison Richards.
Yes! What are they doing together?
Lee and Connor look at each other. Brad approaches Aaron at a table.
Brad?
Aaron.
What are you doing here?
I'm meeting someone.
Me too. Go away.
What do you mean, go away?
I mean, you're going to ruin it.
How am I going to ruin it?
I don't know, but I'm sure you'll find a way.
Well, then maybe you should go.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not either.
He takes off his jacket.
Red shirt. Single surfer?
40 fan?
Connor and Lee together on a park bench.
It makes so much sense.
I was feeling so...
inept?
Yes! Like, I not only forgot how to date, but was actually really bad at it. Like, bodily harm bad.
I know. I mean, I realize I shouldn't wrap up my sense of self-worth in this stereotypical guy thing of how women respond to me on dates, but...
But it wasn't us. It was them.
Yeah, you know what? They're the sociopaths. Yeah. They sank our boat.
Yeah, they lit me on fire. Twice.
Once. I mean, the first time was before they got involved, but...
I say we blame them anyway.
That works for me.
So, what are we gonna do? We were supposed to go on a date this weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to be our last date, and frankly, I don't think I want to know what they have in mind for a grand finale.
Yeah, that's definitely not gonna end well for us.
Yeah. You know, unless... they can't mess with our date if they don't know when it's happening.
But they already do.
Not if we change it.
Ooh, I like it. Change it to when?
Right now? Let's do it. Let's just go. Let's go blow off the rest of work, go completely off the record, redo all of our bad dates and make them good. You know, just prove to ourselves that we're not Bad Date Chronicles material.
Let's do it.
Perfect.
Brad and Aaron sit with their backs to each other. He sighs. Now she sighs.
Did you know?
Know what?
That I was me? That she was me? The one you were... You know what I mean?
No. We talked about Lee and Connor's dates, and you never said anything about knowing them.
I wanted to know what you really thought. Then I figured if you knew I knew her, you'd censor your answers.
Yeah. Me too.
But you defended Lee online.
I didn't want to admit that I thought my friend was being...
lame?
Something like that. I read both sides of it, and I thought Lee was making a better case. Don't tell her I said that.
I won't.
So why didn't you say anything in our chats?
Because I'm her friend. It's in the job description to defend her.
I get it.
They face each other.
So, what now? Because as much as I may have liked Single Surfer, you in person... has been...
Yeah, that feeling's mutual.
Well, I guess that's that then.
I guess so.
Lee and Connor walk lakeside eating ice cream cones.
No way, seriously? Yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be the governor of Ohio.
Not the president.
No, that's too scary. I mean, with the president, you have to deal with things like war. With the governor, you get all the cool stuff the president does, like a car and the bodyguards and cool code name, but you don't have to worry about whether or not Michigan's going to attack.
That's a good point.
What about you? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I did the little girl trifecta, princess, ballerina, or doggy doctor.
Nice.
Yes, but unfortunately, I realized I wasn't born into royalty. I have two left feet, and our dog Skipper didn't go live on a farm upstate. Bloom was off the rolls on all of them.
Understandable. Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
They take a seat on a bench.
If our first date hadn't crashed and burned...
I see what you did there.
Would you want to go out with me again?
I think so.
Okay. Why?
Because I thought you were a nice guy. Despite everything that happened, I couldn't stop thinking that you were nice. I didn't get a lot of nice with my ex-boyfriend, so nice was a nice change of pace.
Well, you know what? I was relieved when I thought I'd never have to see you again.
Oh.
But, I mean, listen, I was disappointed. You know, like I was missing out on something special.
Oh.
It's been a long time since I felt that way.
You know, it's been over an hour and nothing horrible has happened.
No, don't jinx it. No. Hazards everywhere.
Now, Aaron and Brad sit facing each other across the table.
There's no way this could work. Our best friends hate each other.
I know.
You and I hate each other.
I don't know about hate.
Oh, we certainly don't like each other.
But Footy Fan and Single Surfer do. I mean, I think they do.
They do. That's not real life. That's bits and bytes and data and hiding behind personas that aren't who we really are. And even if they were, we don't know if they could have worked.
So. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, me too.
He leaves the table, but turns around.
For the record, I think Single Surfer and Footy Fan would have made it.
He leaves the park. Aaron watches after him somberly. Connor and Lee sing together at karaoke. They ice skate together, and he has a smoother time of it. She holds his arm to help. The paddle boat rentals with smiles on their faces. They dine happily at Il Tiempo, even feeding each other bites of their dishes. Lee at her desk. Milo calls.
Allison Richards.
Working late as usual.
Just making sure that everything is in order for when you come work at the Richards Record.
What a coincidence. I was just figuring out where you're going to sit when you come to work at the Peters Post.
I do enjoy our little chats.
As do I. So are we really going to do this? Merge our two companies?
I've run the numbers 10 times and I keep coming up with the same answer. We're better together than we are apart.
We always were. Are you really ready to let this go?
I've been doing this a long time. I started this blog before people really knew what a blog was. It's been my life.
I know. I was there every day and I saw how important it is to you.
Yes, it is. But when Lee told me that the stakes weren't high enough for me, I realized she was right. Things around here have been routine.
What, you switched to half-calf?
When the thought of betting Richard's record first popped into my mind, my first thought wasn't, that's ridiculous. It was, why doesn't that sound ridiculous? I wouldn't have made this bet if on some level, at least, I wasn't prepared to lose.
Okay.
But I am going to win.
Okay.
And how are you going to feel when that happens?
Well, let's just say you're not the only one looking for a little change in routine.
So, I guess we should talk about logistics.
Absolutely.
They each put legs up on their desks.
It's bad. It's so bad.
Oh. Well... here we are. You want me to escort you home?
My car's here, so I could give you a ride.
Oh, no, it's good.
I drove here. I'm good.
I had a great time.
So did I. So the date's officially over, right?
Right.
So that means...
what?
We're not bad dates.
Yeah, buddy, that's Woo! What I'm talking about.
In your face! We crush bad dates!
We're good at dating. So I have an idea.
Okay.
I know this date was for us, not our blogs, but...
it was a really good date.
It was, wasn't it?
And you think we should tell people about it?
Yeah. I would love for people to read about a good date for once.
Okay. Yeah, let's write it up tonight and turn it in the first thing tomorrow.
Great. I can't wait to read it.
Me too.
Well, good night.
Good night.
He leans toward her, but she hesitates.
If you're right about tonight's date, that means it was for work. I want our first kiss to be on a real date.
So we get a real date?
Well, we were so good at it. The waste of all that dating talent not to.
Good night.
Good night.
At home, Erin sits with her laptop when Lee arrives. Connor is with Brad at home.
I'm gonna believe the incredible day I've had. Seriously, it's like I've lost all my bad dating karma. Erin, what's wrong?
I think I found all your bad dating karma.
Oh no, what happened?
Erin? Lee's Erin, your mystery internet soulmate, was the woman who kinda hates you?
That's the one. I'm sorry, man. And what are you gonna do?
I can't do anything. We'd obviously never work out.
But you said you were hitting it off online.
That was before I knew who he really was.
I just wish there was some way I could show her who I really am. Enough about me, though. How'd things go with Lee?
Incredible. We had the best time.
Really?
Really. It's amazing how much easier dating someone is when you don't have crazy people trying to mess it up.
Milo Peters and Allison Richards together? I thought they hated each other.
Well, apparently they had one thing in common, greed. You know, our posts about our horrible dates were getting huge numbers, so it made sense that they wanted more.
So what are you gonna do?
We are gonna give them what they want. A third date.
Erin and Lee high five.
Okay, where do I start?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologize.
No, I meant you. You're sorry for intentionally ruining our dates.
Yes?
Allison.
Your bad date chronicles have generated millions of hits as far as revenue. I don't even think our accounting department has ever been asked to count that high. So no, I won't apologize for making something popular and successful.
Even if it meant I got hurt in the process.
How did you get hurt?
I was on fire.
Oh, you really need to let that go, Lee. Everybody else has.
Well, it's over now. You have your final date piece. I have fulfilled my duties.
I can't print this.
Why not?
It's easy to get distracted by the things that don't really matter. But that's what makes it all the more exciting, when you can see past those distractions to find the real person standing behind them.
Ugh.
Erin already pitched the Love Stories blog. Remember? We don't do fiction.
It's not fiction. That was our date. You'd prefer that I make something up? Say we had a horrible time and there was like a plague of locusts or something?
Plague of locusts. That's a little far-fetched, but I like where you're going with this. What if the restaurant had cockroaches?
I'm not doing this. That is the date we had. If you want something else, write it yourself.
Lee stalks out.
All right. I will.
Allison begins typing. At Peter's post, Connor sits in Milo's office.
So Allison really tried to sabotage your date, huh?
Milo.
Okay, we're terrible people. But we had good reason.
Oh, you did?
Yes, money.
Okay.
What I meant is money for the company. Pay people's salaries, not just you and me. I'm responsible for all these people here. And sometimes it's a little...
scary.
Intimidating. And I feel the weight of that responsibility every day, and I guess it made me a little crazy. And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
This is really well written. You really like her, huh?
I do.
Well, this isn't what they want.
I don't know, Milo. I mean, doesn't everybody want a story with a happy ending?
Yeah, for themselves, but not other people. But if this is what you want to publish...
It is.
And this is what we'll publish.
Okay.
Milo frowns.
Just let me show it to Allison first. I don't want there to be any surprises.
Okay, Milo, thank you. I appreciate it.
Remember that when we're all unemployed.
Allison reads a draft.
This is good. This is really good.
This makes that fire stuff look like child's play. Bad Date Chronicles, here we come. And publish.
She hesitates at the publish button, but puts her finger to the key. She takes her finger from the keyboard and tosses the draft towards the trash can. It misses the garbage and lands on the floor.
Oh!
Milo arrives.
Hey, can we talk?
Milo, yes, actually we need to talk. But I have to run out and find Lee really quickly. Do you mind waiting for me?
Not at all, be right here.
He stays behind as she leaves her office. He sees the draft on the floor and picks it up. He takes a seat in her chair and begins reading, shifting his glance to the door. Back at Peter's post, Connor puts down the draft. Milo advises him.
I don't understand.
Connor,
this is not her.
Everything matches with what you said. Instead of writing a romantic comedy, she wrote a horror movie. When he asked me if I thought I wanted to go out with him again after the first date, I almost couldn't decide if I wanted to scream, laugh, run away, or throw up. That I kept myself from doing any of these things is nothing short of a miracle.
Why would she do this?
I hate to say it, but I think you got played. This way she can write her Bad Date Chronicles. You look like a fool. She gets all the hits. I get left with nothing.
Connor frowns and shakes his head.
I really thought she liked me, you know.
Sorry, man.
He shakes his head again and sighs.
You haven't published my story yet, have you? Good, I think it needs a few revisions.
Milo leaves Connor to start writing. Elsewhere, single surfer messages Aaron, "You're the editor for the food blog, right?" She replies, "Yes." He says, "I have a problem that I need some advice on." She asks, "You have a food problem?"
Yes.
He responds, "Sort of. I can't eat when I'm this unhappy."
You have a food problem?
He is standing behind her.
See, I always lose my appetite when I feel like I messed up something important.
He sits beside her at the picnic table.
Maybe someone else messed it up.
Maybe we both did. But I presume you heard about Lee and Connor's date last night?
Yes, it went great.
So I figured, you know, if they could let bygones be bygones and start over, then maybe we could too.
She sends him a message from her laptop. He reads it on his phone and replies.
What time can you pick me up tonight?
An alert sounds.
Was it me?
Oh, it's a news alert. Connor just posted the write-up of their date.
They begin reading.
It turns out our bad dates really were my fault because I'm the one who was willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. I was willing to believe that she was a decent human being. Did you know about this?
No, when I talked to him, it was fine. They had a great time. Everything was great.
Or maybe he was just pretending that so he could write this hit piece.
No, Connor is not like that.
And what about you? Coming over here all charming. I'm such an idiot.
Where are you going?
I have to find Lee.
Brad scrambles to get her to stay, but just sits back down. Aaron arrives home to find Lee sitting on the sofa under a blanket, reading on her tablet.
It's funny.
What is?
how fast it all comes back. I really didn't think I'd gotten over my breakup with Danny.
You said his name.
That's the thing. I thought it would hurt too much to say his name. I thought I was still too hurt by everything that had happened.
It's understandable.
But see, I wasn't. I was better. I felt better about myself, about my life, about everything. I just didn't realize it until I read this. Now I know how much better I was. Because now I remember what it feels like to be hurt. It comes back so fast. Isn't it?
She leans her head on Aaron's shoulder and cries. Allison stalks into Milo's office.
You were just waiting for an opportunity to stab me in the back, weren't you?
Hold on a second. Somehow you're the victim here. You know, I really gotta give you credit for that. I was prepared to lose stuff. That was a fantastic performance. Have a seat, please.
Let me guess. The Connor character assassination piece? All your idea, right?
What, just like Lee's hatchet job was yours?
What are you talking about? We haven't posted anything.
Yeah, but I saw what you were gonna post.
No. Lee didn't write this. I did.
What?
Lee wrote this really lovely, sweet piece of fluff. I couldn't let her post it. So I wrote this and was going to put it up instead. But I changed my mind.
I don't believe you.
Where'd you find these papers, Milo?
In the trash.
Because that's where I put them. I threw it away. I wasn't going to post that.
And Connor's original piece was about how amazing their date was. And then I showed him this.
Of course you did.
We're terrible people.
The absolute worst.
I mean, they could have been in love.
Or at least headed that way.
And we ruined it.
Terrible, horrible people.
The worst.
Milo picks up his phone.
Brad, get in here ASAP.
Yo.
Brad, we need your help.
What did you two do?
Milo gestures toward Allison. Aaron types on her laptop in her office.
Aaron?
Brad. Get out. And you.
Milo.
Get out. And you.
Allison.
You own the place, so I can't really tell you to get out, but I am not very happy with you either.
That's fair.
Aaron, just take a look at these.
Brad hands her two sheets of paper. She scans them and looks at Brad.
What did you do?
It was them.
It's true. It's our fault. But we just want to know how to fix it.
So what do we say? How do we fix this?
Aaron glares at them. Still on the sofa, Lee receives a text from Aaron saying, "Come to the office ASAP. I think you should hear what Connor really wrote." Lee walks into the office.
Aaron, I got your message. What?
There is no one in Aaron's office, but there is a note on the desk that says, "On the deck." Brad walks Connor down a path lined with luminaries. At the end, Milo hands them each a sheet of paper and holds one himself.
Yeah, I still don't understand what we're doing here.
Just trust me, okay?
Amigo.
Aaron walks down another luminary line path. At the end, Allison hands her a sheet of paper. Allison and Aaron also each hold a paper. They all step towards each other, and Aaron begins reading. Then Allison takes over. Then Brad and Milo read.
My date with Connor was unexpected. Not because it turns out that he's charming and funny. I gotten glimpses of those qualities on our previous dates.
No, the date with Connor was unexpected because I realized that our horrible dates were really our own faults. Our scars from past relationships meant that we weren't willing to give each other the benefit of the doubt.
Lee's willingness to throw caution to the wind and go out on a spur-of-the-moment date made me look at her in a whole new light.
She not only accepted this folly, she also embraced the chance to jump off a very tall bridge with only a very thin bungee cord, and I admire her bravery.
Here's the thing about doubt. It's just a distraction. It's easy to get distracted by the things that don't really matter, but that's what makes it all the more exciting. When you can see past those distractions to find the real person standing behind them. I saw Connor for the first time last night, and I hope it's not the last.
Hands clammy, mouths dry, hearts pounding. Lee and I stood together on the precipice, risking a fall, but eagerly anticipating the act of falling. And together we leapt.
They smile at each other.
You wrote this?
You?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Can we count this as our first real date?
Sure.
Then why aren't you giving me that goodnight kiss?
Because I'm not ready to say goodnight.
They finally kiss. Brad play punches Milo in the arm.
Bradley? Let's talk about it.
Aaron giggles and Allison smiles. They all gather on the dock, serving champagne to the couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Later in an office, Milo pours 6 glasses of champagne for the gang.
Hey!
Woo! Right.
A toast! Somebody has to make a toast.
I think Connor should go first.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. To new beginnings, old friends, and that's all I've got.
Wait, I have one.
Okay.
To the end of the Bad Date Chronicles and the beginning of the Real Love Stories column, nonfiction.
I have to hand it to you guys. I didn't think anyone would want to read about that last date. And who knew it would have been our most popular post? But enough of that romantic stuff. The real reason we're here to celebrate. A union between the Richards Record and Peter's Post. A partnership to the Richards Peter's Report.
Wait a second. Why does your name go first?
We talked about this because my site has been around a lot longer than yours.
Yeah, but I have a more engaged audience.
Engaged? Wait, my audience is very engaged.
You have?
How long until they realize they're in love with each other?
I think we should set them up on a few bad dates.
My name goes first.
Which is why we're here, having this partnership.
I know.
Why a bad date?
Well, because sometimes you need a few bad dates to know which ones you really like.
Which is why we're here, having this partnership.
I know.
Right.
I
would like to
well,
this is my turn.
I realize
yeah,
that.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
A new sign hangs in the lobby for the Richards and Peters report. A new website is now in use. Text, The Bad Date Chronicles becomes the true love blog. Various pages flash by. Readers are solicited to send their own true love stories. Headline, First Comes Love, Then Comes. The body of the article begins, Marriage. Text, Executive Producer Larry Levinson. Credits roll. Starring, Lee, Merritt Patterson. Connor, Justin Kelly. Aaron Laney McCauley. Brad, Giles Panton. Allison, Gina Holden. Milo, Matt Bellator. Mater D, Viv Leacock. Stunt coordinator, Randy Lee. Stand-ins, Tina Campbell, Eduardo Nota. Copyright 2016, Wynnum Productions Limited. Logo, Lighthouse Pictures.
It's easy to get distracted by the things that don't really matter. But that's what makes it all the more exciting.